Okay, I'm going to run through these kind of fast, so hang on. WSAR 815 John, WSBA 499 Matt, WREJ 998 George, WRKR 400 Alpha and Bravo Dave and Daryl, WRUE 231 Joshua, WRZJ 579 Mitchell, WSAJ 769 Dino, WRUD 451 Lisa, stand by. WRKN 799 Tony, WRNM 425 Dawn, WRQC 598 Alpha Jim, WRZJ 551 Colin, WRZN 216 J, WRNN 591 Tim, WRKF 572 Bob, WRJT 385 Ivy, WSAE 720 Paul, stand by. About done. WRMS 439 Dave, WRJX 363 Bob, WRJX 597 Jill, WRVL 404 Keith. That's the list of the early check-ins I've got. Back to the other script. Okay, is there anybody that was late or missed that we can get in here?
WRUW227.
WRNA957. Okay, I got 227 and 957. Anybody else? Late or missed?
WRPJ605.
Bravo.
Okay, we had a triple that time, and I got a 505, and that's all I got. Can the other two come back slowly, one at a time?
Whiskey Romeo November Quebec 416.
I got 416. You sound like a youngster. If you come back, give me your call sign.
WRQC 598.
Bravo.
Got a 598, and then that youngster got stepped on again. You want to come back, youngster?
598.
Bravo.
That's 598 Bravo.
Affirmative.
Okay, that explains it. Thank you. Any more? Late or missed? One more time. Late or missed?
That 416 is Alpha Charlie and Delta, by the way.
Thank you, Brian. Got you down. Alpha Charlie and Delta. Any more? Late or missed?
WRPJ 605, Bravo.
605, Bravo. Got you down. Thank you. Any more? Late or missed?
WRQH 731, Richard and Rouge.
731, Richard and Rouge. Got you down.
Hey, Ron. WRKB 487, Kimber. I'm back.
Okay, Kimber, I got you and your family checked in because I knew you were here. I'm going to try one more time for late or missed, and then we'll turn it over to you for the AIB.
This is WRKX236 for a late check-in. Our status is all green. 1020, we're somewhere near the I-5 saddle between Maryland and Grants Pass.
Okay, 236, can you give me your call sign again? I got the 236.
WRKX.
WRKS, 236, okay, got you down.
Ron, that's a WRKX, 236.
X as in X-ray.
10-4. Thanks for doing the net, Ron.
You got it. Thanks for checking in. One more time. Later, missed.
WSEC 492.
Ron, I'm not sure if you heard me call in. Just make it sure.
Okay, we had a double again, and I got, I think, a 492. You want to come back?
WS 492. Not sure if you heard me come through on the check-in.
I'll write you down, and I will get you checked in. Okay, who was the other that come back at the same time, and I missed them?
WSDL 701.
701. Got you checked in. Thank you. Any more? Later, missed.
WRUW 546.
WRUW 546. We got you down. More later, missed. One more time. I'm about out of paper. One more time. Later, missed.
Hey, Ron, the lady that said WSDL701 is new. She's not on our list.
Okay, we had somebody that was doubled with Kimber. Would you come back, and then we'll come back to Kimber.
Oh, this is WSFB797 William in Eagle Point.
797?
Correct.
Okay, we'll get you down. Okay, Kimber, you want to repeat what you said?
Copy that. The woman that called in, WSDL, that's Whiskey Sierra Delta Lima 701, is new. We do not have her on our call list, so if she could come back with her location and information, that would be great.
That is correct. This is Karen from Grants Pass.
WSDL 701, Karen from Grants Pass.
That is correct. Thank you.
Okay, we'll get you on the list. You want to be called from now on?
Not at this time. Thank you, though.
Put you down as a visitor, then?
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you for checking in with us. Okay, any more? Later, missed. I'm going to quit asking, so we're done. Kimber, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Did you want to give confirmation of online check-ins first?
Already did that before you got here.
Well, wowzers, you are on it. Okay, I will read the intelligence brief and the National Intelligence Bulletin. Standing by. Okay, the AMRON intelligence brief dated Monday, November 25th, 2024. That was this last Monday. Precedence is routine. Current AMCON level is 3. The first source is Ford Observer. The Denver mayor says citizens will resist deportation sweeps. Denver, Colorado Mayor Mike Johnston said 50,000 Denver residents and activist groups will resist the incoming Trump administration's plans for immigration enforcement in a Tiananmen Square moment. Quote unquote. That's going to be interesting. Analyst comments for this one is Johnston's Tiananmen Square moment comment is more important than his Denver PD to the county border statement. This points to the Democrat and far left strategy to resist mass deportations by creating conflict points that can be exploited in an information operations effort in tandem with legal efforts. We have a lot of interesting information going on, folks. Okay, next source is Knightsbridge Research. Anti-NATO, anti-Israel protest turns violent in Montreal. A major protest in Montreal turned violent late Friday with cars being set on fire
windows smashed, and smoke bombs being deployed. The protest was organized by two groups, Divest for Palestine and Convergence of Anti-Capitalist Struggles. The writer's analysis, the pro-Palestinian movement is strong and growing in Canada, with organizations seeing increasing success by recruiting and mobilizing primarily among those who have immigrated to the country from the Middle East and Africa in the last 10 years. These immigrants, especially those who are Muslim, are far more likely to engage in these activities than are Canadians who do not fall into one of those two categories. Expect these groups to continue growing their footprint in the coming months. That's the end of this message. Break. Next, we have the National Intelligence Bulletin, dated Friday, the 29th of November, 2024, cutoff 2000 Zulu, 29th of November. This is from the Friday Early Warning Report. The first one is Trump nominees targeted in bomb threat and swatting campaign. Trump transition team spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt said multiple Trump cabinet nominees received bomb threats and were targeted by swatting attempts. A White House spokesperson said the White House has been in contact with federal law enforcement and the Trump transition team, and an investigation is ongoing. Next, we have Trump taps General Kellogg for special Ukraine-Russia envoy. President-elect Donald Trump announced he will nominate General Keith Kellogg as the special envoy to Ukraine and Russia. Kellogg said allowing Ukraine to fire Army tactical missile systems into Russian territory has, quote, actually given President Trump more leverage, unquote, for a peace deal. Former Senate Department advisor and RAND senior political scientist Samuel Sharap said Kellogg's treaty is an American-first approach to U.S. national security, which outlines a diplomatic strategy to end the war, and is not a plan to kowtow to Russia. Why it matters? Trump nominating Kellogg is an indicator the Trump administration will make a serious effort on day one for a ceasefire and peace deal between Ukraine and Russia. Domestic roll-up? It says the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that Customs and Border Patrol is only allowed to remove or cut razor wire along the Rio Grande during an emergency or for law enforcement activities. The ruling stipulated that Texas must also allow CPB to access Shelby Park in Eagle Pass, Texas. That is the end of the message, and we'll move on to the Channel 3 project from here. Ron, do you have anything else to say, or do you want me to do the Channel 3s and close the net?
Yeah, go ahead and finish if you'd like. That should be fine with me.
All right, Ron. Thank you so much for stepping up as net control and being here for us. We really appreciate you. You are a really important part of AmRon in this radio world here, as are many of you. So now we're going to move on to the Channel 3 project. It has several consistent operators that have great coverage of our area. We have West 327, Cameron 644, Jim 787, and Roger 746 in the Grants Pass area. Dewey 605 and Mike 674 in the Jackson County area, and John 889 in Klamath Falls. Craig and Judy 605 do the Illinois Valley AmRon check-ins on Monday nights with their iVarkNet. Pretty cool out there in the Illinois Valley. Try and check in tonight to see how you do. If you are unable to hear the people I just mentioned, then please step up and ask for Channel 3 check-ins in your area. Just ask for names and general locations. If you get any, please give your tallies to the station monitoring this frequency. So you guys can stand up and take Channel 3s. It's really easy to do. Just write down who you hear, and you'll get to know them and their voices, and those are the people that you can call on for help in your area. So we are standing by for the Channel 3 project numbers, followed by any questions or discussions, and then we'll close the net. God bless you all. God bless this republic. I'm going to call Wes forward at this time. Wes, are you there?
Yes, Kimber, I am. This is Wes 327, WRKU 327, to be specific. In the Grants Pass area, we're going to try to make simplex contact. That's radio to radio. Well, without the use of the repeater. We're going to start on GMRS Channel 3, transition to MERS Channel 3, and finally, if you're licensed, they'll see you on Ham Radio 146420. That's the AMRON-designated simplex frequency for amateur radio nationwide, and we're going to use that right here in Grants Pass. Back to net control. See you on the airwaves.
Thank you, Wes. I really, really appreciate that. And I know that Dewey 605 and Mike 674 over in Jackson County completing the Channel 3 is over there right now. So all you folks there who hear me, please check in. Dewey 605, would you like to say anything?